This is the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about D.C. lawmakers calling for the Treasury Department to end taxpayer funding of abortion. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
In a letter to the United States Treasury, 23 U.S. senators and 80 U.S. representatives are standing together to see the end of taxpayer-funded abortion. They are urging the Department of the Treasury to reject the IRS's classification that labels abortion as health care. When the Supreme Court ruled on the Roe v. Wade case in 1973, the IRS took the opportunity to reinterpret the statutory definition of health care in the tax code to include abortion. That reclassification opened up the pathways to subsidize the death of unborn children. The group of legislators are stating that abortion is not health care. Any procedure for which a successful outcome depends on the death of a living human being, born or unborn, cannot be considered health care. They are also demanding that providers not treat premiums for health insurance that covers such abortions as medical care. Unless in compliance with the law's separate accounting requirements for coverage of non-medical care, and to take swift action to issue new regulations to protect innocent human life by ending tax breaks for abortion under the guise of medical care. What they are calling for will end Medicare tax breaks for abortion, except in cases where the mother's life is in danger. It requires insurance to separate abortion from medical care coverages, as well as other distinctions, stopping taxpayers funding abortion. As the fight to end abortion continues, it is important to recognize that God has made all the delicate inner parts of our bodies and knit us together in our mother's wombs. And if He cares for us that way, then we should care for the unborn that same way. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.